Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So today we're reading the beginning of the 18th chapter module, beginning with the overview or the summary. Janalam nido buja ganakavadato sankirtana kapitaro kamalayatakso vishambaro dijibaro yugadharma palo bande jigat kirtaro kurunavataro namastri kala satyaya jagannatha sukhaya cha saprachaya saprachaya satyate te namaha. Bande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Vish Gauradai Pashkavanto Chitro Shando Tamao Nudo. Chapter 18, Majula, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's visit to Sri Vrindavan. The following summary of the 18th chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Pasha, flowing nectar. In the village of Arigram, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discovered the transcendental lakes known as Radhakund and Shyamakunda. He then saw the deity Haridev at Govardhan village. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no desire to climb Govardhan Hill because the hill is worshipped as Krishna. The Gopal deity could understand the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, on the plea of being attacked by Muslims, Gopal transferred himself to the village of Gantuli Gram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Gantuli Gram to see Lord Gopal. Some years later, Lord Gopal also went to Mathura to the temple of Vitaleshvara and stayed there for 1 month just to give audience to Srila Rupa Goswami. After visiting Nandishvara, Pavana Sarovara, Sheshashayi, Kela Tirtha, Bandiravan, Bhadravan, Lohavan, Mahavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gokula and then finally returned to Mathura. Seeing a great crowd in Mathura, he moved his residence near Akuragat. And from there, he went every day to Vrindavan to see Kaliya Radha, Dvadasadityagat, Keshigat, Rasastali, Chiragat, and Amrita. At Kaliya Lake, many people mistook a fisherman for Krishna. When some respectable people came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they expressed their opinion that when one takes sannyas, he becomes Narayana. Their mistake was corrected by the Lord. In this way, their Krishna consciousness was awakened, and they could understand that a sannyasi is simply a living entity and not the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when Mahaprabhu went to, was at this lake within the Jamuna, the people were coming saying, oh, now we have seen Krishna, we have seen Krishna. So that comes in detail later, but it's an important lesson that Mahaprabhu gave, that how could they see Krishna? Well, he's Krishna, actually. But they weren't seeing him as Krishna. They were seeing him as an ordinary person. And they were seeing Krishna. So eventually, even his own servant, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, went to see this. What was happening in the evening, some fisherman was out in the lake, on the river. And from a distance in the evening, he had also some torch. So they were imagining that this was the jewels on the hood of Kaliya. This is good imagination. And so when Balabhadra went, Lord Chaitanya slapped him. Oh, you think you have seen Krishna. Because even he was with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was still thinking he saw Krishna. So therefore, then Mahaprabhu was questioning several people, and they were saying, yes, we saw like that. And because he's Narayan, all the people were addressing him as Narayan. Because in the impersonalist idea, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was presenting himself as a Mayavadi sannyasi, they think of themselves, they worship each other as Narayan. The sannyasis, they have many followers who are householders, but the sannyasis are considered to be Narayan. Dandagrahena matrena. Namo Narayana Bhavet. Dandagrahena means to accept the danda. So as soon as you, matrena means only simply doing that, accepting that danda, then you have become Narayan. This was also the idea when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, I think it's after this, he goes to Varanasi, and there he speaks with the Prakashananda and his many, many followers. And they're also, their idea, main idea is that you become Narayan. So they addressed each other as Namo Narayan. You are Narayan. And in modern days, there's the idea, Daridra Narayan, that everybody has become Narayan, not just the sannyasi. They figure that this is a much more progressive idea. Why only sannyasis have become Narayan? They're Daridra. Manasa Seva is Madhava Seva. This is some of the sayings that you hear over time. And maybe you don't exactly hear it this moment, but this is the Prabhupada mentions this, that by serving man, especially Daridra, the poor people, the wealthy people, they don't renounce everything like Raghunath Das, become so advanced usually, but they give some charity for the poor people. So this is frowned upon by these strict acharyas. Nowadays, there is food for life. Prabhupada said that no one should go hungry, that's a fact, within so many miles of any temple. Therefore, there's food distribution, but there should be accompanied by Krishna consciousness and chanting, and if possible, some book distribution. But so this is a common theme throughout the world, especially in India, that you, Daridra Narayan. So Prabhupada said that Dhani, the rich person, is also then, why should we distinguish? So they're all Daridra. Prabhupada said they're all poor. Everyone is poor because they're lacking in Krishna consciousness. Anyway, these persons thinking they saw Krishna, they were speaking to Mahaprabhu and not knowing that he is actually na Chaitanya Krishna Jagadipalatam Pramya. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would withdraw his Shakti. Other times he would chant in ecstasy, and even ordinary persons or a Muslim tailor become so attracted, he'd fall down rolling on the ground, or small children, dogs. Other times he would, to give a lesson, he would be a more or less ordinary sannyasi. But still, he's Jangama. The impersonalist idea is that the impersonal absolute, it has no form, it doesn't move. This is, Krishna talks about that in the Gita. Klesho dikataraste-sham avyakta-saptate-sham. Those who are attached to the avyakta. And it has no, nothing, no qualification, no quality at all. And then they think that the sannyasi is, sometimes he is Narayan, he's moving, jangama. Actually, the one poet made that distinction in Puri also, artificial distinction. But Jagannath doesn't move, but Chaitanya, he's moving. Jagannath has those movement also. So anyway, this lesson was taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, important lesson in this chapter will be taught. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath in Akura Ghat, he submerged himself in the water for a long time. Balabhadra Bhattacharya decided to take Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Prayag after visiting the holy place known as Sorakshetra. While stopping near a village on the way to Prayag, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fainted in ecstatic love. Some Patan soldiers who were passing through saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and falsely concluded the Lord's associates, Balabhadra Bhattacharya and others, had killed the Lord with a poison named Dutra and were taking his wealth. Now this is the Muslim Patans. So this is funny because if one's a sannyasi, obviously, he shouldn't have any. He should have nothing. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even admonished his Balabhadra Bhattacharya when they were traveling in Jharkhand not to even stash enough for another meal. Technically, as spoken in seventh canto, the sannyasi takes only a handful of food. In fact, one devotee who thought he would die back in 75 or six maybe, and probably gave him Babaji, the only person he gave Babaji, but he instructed him also that, okay, you think you will die, but you have to go to Mayapur, stay there, and only eat one handful of prasad. He couldn't do it, actually. Then he even fell completely into Maya after that. But that was the only time someone took Babaji. Maybe Prabhupada was doing that as a lesson, but several times Prabhupada instructed people who may be chanting many rounds. So he said, okay, if you're chanting many rounds, then you also shouldn't sleep much. You should only take a handful. So these are some of the austerities that the renunciates are meant to perform, especially if you're wearing just a loincloth like a Babaji. So he took his bath there. Now we see that these Patan soldiers were passing through. So these Patan soldiers, when they saw Mahaprabhu lying there, and they had this crazy idea that that Lord Chaitanya had been poisoned by Dutra. I think there's this flower that grows around here also. You have to be careful. Sometimes animals eat it and they die. I forgot the name. But it's common. It's like, it looks like a long white bell shape. And if you happen to eat it, you might not do so well. So the Dutra poison. So they arrested the four associates of Mahaprabhu, claiming that he was killed, that he died. So one Rajput, Krishnadas, we'll read about that here in this chapter also. Rajput Krishna had actually wife and children and everything, but when he saw Lord Chaitanya, I mean, he was a Kshatriya, Rajput, I mean, son of a Raj, or maybe from Rajasthan, or a king, definitely, Raj, but that's a caste. So he became very greatly attracted seeing Mahaprabhu's ecstatic dancing and chanting. So he gave up everything immediately. Of course, in South India, the one Brahmana was going to give up everything, and Lord Chaitanya said, if you stay here, Vishaya, all your Vishaya Taranga, all your sense gratification will not entangle you. Rather, he gave a very important instruction. Krishna Upadesh, you speak Jaritako Tarikaha Krishna Upadesh, and you deliver Amar Agye Guru Hoy. You become Guru. So it's a good example where Lord Chaitanya's giving different instructions to different people. He didn't tell Rajput Krishnadas to stay with his family, but Rajput Krishna stayed with Lord Chaitanya along with Balabhadra Bhattacharya and two others. So when these four devotees, two of them were Bengalis, Balabhadra, one of them, they were actually very frightened of the Patan. They were 10 of these and they're on these big horses. They have spears and different weapons. So, frightful situation. Mahaprabhu is lying completely still. And so maybe they thought they were maintaining some side of, they had respect for this mendicant and claiming that he was killed. So the Rajput Krishnadas, he was very quick-minded. Chakri, he said, I have 200 soldiers here with cannons. Apparently they had some kind of cannons in those days, 500 years ago. And if I yell, they'll come immediately. They'll kill you, plunder your horses. So be careful. And he called their bluff like that. So that time Lord Chaitanya came into external consciousness, he was that. So he jumped up, and the soldiers were surprised that, oh, what's going on here? We are arresting these men. We know they tried to kill you. He said, no, they didn't. They travel with me. I have some disease in the mind. And I forgot the name. They have it in Bengali. But he said, it's like epilepsy. I have fainting spells. And they take care of me wherever I go. So please, you just don't bother with them. And then there was a long discussion where Mahaprabhu, there was one of them who was a priest and was the sort of some sort of a Muslim priest. And he had a discussion about the Quran. And Mahaprabhu, he's Krishna, he convinced him that Quran is describing Krishna. I don't know if any of us should try this. I haven't read Quran in very detail, but somehow or other, Mahaprabhu knew Quran exactly. He was able to convince all of them. And to this day, apparently, the Pathan Muslims are Vaishnavas. I haven't met any of them. But. So this one, or two of them, were initiated by Mahaprabhu, or renamed. Ram Dass was one of them. So this is a wonderful pastime of Lord Chaitanya that is in this chapter also. The soldiers arrested him. When Lord Chaitanya regained his senses, his associates were released. He talked with a person who was supposed to be a holy man. From the Quran, Lord Chaitanya established devotional service to Krishna. Thus, the leader of the soldiers named Vijali Khan surrendered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he and his party became devotees of Lord Krishna. The same village today is known as the village of Pathan Vaishnavas. After bathing in the Ganga at Soro, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Prayag at the confluence of the three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, and Saraswati. But nowadays, Saraswati is not showing there, but the modern... They have this idea from satellite radar. They can detect that there's a bed there, a river bed, sometimes even 7 miles wide. And Saraswati is mentioned in ancient Shastras. It was flowing. So there was always some doubt until the modern technology were able to see that there is a river flowing for a long way out toward the west of India. And sometimes very wide, even up to 7 miles, which is Saraswati River. Okay, so text one is there. Vrindavane sthira charam nandayan savalokanam atmanam chattat aloka goranga parito brahma Vrindavane sthira charam nandayan savalokanam atmanam chattat aloka goranga parito brahma. Anyone want to chant? Vrindavane sthira charam Dayan Savalokanam Atmanam Chandra Ranga Pareto Brahma Vrindavane Sthiracharam Nandayan Svalokanai Atmanam Chatad Aloka
Goranga Parito Brahma
Goranga Parito Brahma
Vrindavane Sthiracharam
Vrindavane Sthiracharam
Nandayan
Svavalokanai
Atmanam Chatad Aloka
Atmanam Chatad Aloka
Goranga
Parito Brahma Vrindavane, in Vrindavan, Sthiracharam, to the living entities, both moving and non-moving. Nandayan, giving pleasure. Svaavalokanai, by his personal glances. Atmanam. To himself. Cha, also, chart aloka, by seeing them. Goranga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Parita, all around, Brahma, traveled. Translation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over Vrindavan and pleased all living entities, moving and non-moving, with his glances. The Lord took much personal pleasure in seeing everyone. In this way, Lord Gauranga traveled in Vrindavan. Jai Jai Gaura Chandra Jai Nityananda
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Binda All glories to Lord Guru Chandra, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Prabhu, all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, headed by Shivas Thakur. Bhaktavinda. Shivas is not mentioned there, but it's understood that he's the chief devotee. E Mata Mahaprabhu Nachite Nachite
Mata Mahaprabhu Nachite Nachite
Ari Grame Asi Bhajya Hoilo Achambite E Mata Mahaprabhu Nachite Nachite Ari grame asi bhajya hoilak achambite. Anyone want to chant? Oh, you already chanted one. Okay. In this way, Mahaprabhu, Emata means in this way. Lord Chaitanya, nachite nachite, dancing and dancing. He came to Arit Grame. He came to the village known as Arit Gram. Bahya Hoilo Achambite. And it says, but when he arrived at Arit Gram, his sense perception was awakened. So, what does that mean? He's the supreme Chaitanya, Chaitanas Chaitananam. Nityo Nityanam, but it says here it was awakened. His external sense perception. Bahya usually refers in many places, most places in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Mahaprabhu, he's fainting in ecstasy or sometimes in between, but here it says it was awakened, his sense perception was awakened. Purport. Arit Gram is also called Arishtagram. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that in that village, Arishtasura was killed by Sri Krishna. While there, he inquired about Radha Kunda, but no one could tell him where it was. the Brahman accompanying him could also not ascertain its whereabouts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could then understand. I think this is the Maharashtrian Brahman. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could then understand the holy place is known as Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda, were at that time lost to everyone's vision. He therefore discovered Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda, which were two reservoirs of water in two paddy fields. Although there was very little water, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was omniscient and could understand that formerly these two ponds were called Sri Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda. In this way, Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda were discovered. So that's Radha Kunda and Shama Kunda are such important places. So here we see Lord Chaitanya will, in this chapter, discover them. And I brought along my trusty Bhagavatam. So in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, in the 36th chapter, it talks about this detailed story about the Arashtasura and how what the original Radhakun, Shamakun, how, and it's very wonderful to hear it every once in a while. So I'll read some of the slokas, and there's one really important part in the purport. 20 verses are quoted in one of the purports here. Verse 16 by Vishwanath Chakrabarti, which is a super topmost nectar, and it seems like I felt like reading that. But first, this Arishtasura, the many demons were trying to attack Vrijbasis and Krishna. So right in the very beginning of this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami said, the demon Arishta then came to the cowherd village. This is verse 1. In the last chapter, it was all about the gopis singing the glories of Krishna. And here, this Arishta, all these demons were being dispatched by Kamsa. Appearing in the form of a bull with a large hump, he made the earth tremble as he tore it apart with his hooves. Now, earth trembling, I remember in Mayapur one time a bull got loose somehow. I didn't see it. I was on the, literally up on the roof of the Lotus Building, and I heard, I felt this, the earth a little bit trembling up on the roof of the Lotus Building. And I didn't know, when I went to look, I think I ran down and someone said, oh, the bull loose. So in those days, the Goshala was not where it is now, but it was up near the gate. The gate was also quite primitive in those days. So, you know, you could feel that. And bulls are very powerful, you know, a ton more than a ton. So, but this bull was, and it's described here, according to Vishnu Purana, Arishtasura entered Krishna's village at twilight as the Lord prepared to dance with the gopis. So Krishna was not too happy with this Arishta. He was about to dance with the gopis. And this big bull showed up right in this place where Lord Chaitanya in Arishtagram. So there's a quote from the, once midway through the period of dusk, when Lord Janardhan was eager to perform rasa dance, Arishtasura madly entered the cowherd village, terrifying everyone. Trasayam sa mado goshtam. Mado means he was mad. Mad bull, okay. Arishtasura bellowed very harshly. He pawed the ground. With his tail raised and his eyes glaring, he began to tear up the embankments with the tips of his horns, every now and then passing a little stool in urine. You can imagine, I saw a video of one of these wildebeests. Now, a wildebeest is not a bull, but does have big horns. It's kind of like that. And this video showed a lion attacking this wildebeest, and the wildebeest is quite big. Lion, big lion, regular lion in the African jungle. And the then several lions came, and this wildebeest, with his horns, he was picking up the lions like that and tossing them over his back, one after another. The lions were really fried. They just left. So we can well imagine, you know, it gives you an idea somehow, udipa, a stimulation idea of what this Rishtasura could be with his huge horns. You know, sometimes you see now cows or bulls with huge horns in India coming out. You know, I guess they have some in other parts of the world, but horns going out like 6 feet in each direction, you know, like thick, you know, big, you know. You don't want to get hit by those horns, you know. So with his tail raised, his eyes glaring, he began to tear up the embankments. This Arista. My dear king. Now we're back to Sukadev speaking to Prigatmar in this verse. My dear king. Let's see. Nrina, what does it say? For king, what is the word for king? Anyway, it won't stop. Clouds hovered about sharp-horned Arshtasura's hump, mistaking it for a mountain. And when the coward men and ladies caught sight of the demon, they were struck with terror. Indeed, the strident reverberation of his roar so frightened the pregnant cows. I was hearing one sometimes, we had the little bull ox out there, Madhava, and he could put out a roar. Even months ago, he was pretty young. He was pretty a pretty heavy roar, little guy, you know. What to speak of the Rishtasura, like pretty serious stuff. The Vedic literature category, they were struck with terror. Indeed, the strident reverberation of the roar so frightened the pregnant cows and women that they lost their fetuses in miscarriages. Whoa. The Vedic literature categorized miscarriages as follows. Because it says here, the word use a specific word, but it's shrava. The shrava miscarriage, up to the fourth month of premature delivery is called shrava. In the fifth and sixth month, it is called pata. And after that, it's considered a birth. So there was no question of a miscarriage, a birth, but I guess you were stillborn or something. Text 5. The domestic animals fled the pasture in fear, O king. All the inhabitants rushed to Lord Govinda for shelter, crying, Krishna, 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 iti te sarve govindam sharanam yayu. They went for shelter to Krishna. Bhagavanapitad bhiksha gokulam bhayavik dutam abhaisteti girasvasya. When the Supreme Lord saw the cowherd community distraught and fleeing in fear, he calmed them, saying, don't be afraid. Ma baishteti. Then he called out to the bull demon as follows. You fool! You fool! Gopalai pashubir manda. Trashitai kim asattama. So he had some words for him. Most wicked one, asattama. Dushtanam, the contaminated. Duratmanam, miscreant. Of all miscreants. You fool, what do you think you're doing, you wicked rascal, frightening the cowherd community and their animals? When I am here just to punish corrupt miscreants like you. Having spoken these words, the infallible Lord Hari, it's called achuta. Usually the word achuta refers to infallible. Krishna has so many names, Advaitam, Achutam, Anadi, and Antarupa. So they have significance when Sukadeva Goswami speaks them, or Vyasadeva, whoever gets the credit for the Bhagavatam. But so achuta, even in the battle of Kurukshetra, he's addressed as achuta. Stapya mechuta, when Arjuna orders Krishna to put the chariot in the middle of the battlefield so he can see who he has to fight, he still addresses him Achyuta. He's dead. Even though I'm ordering you around, but actually I'm just your puppet. I'm just insignificant. You are infallible. You are the actual supreme personality. So Achyuta is a significant word. The Supreme Lord Hari slapped his arms with his palms, and made a big noise, a loud sound. The Lord then casually threw his mighty serpentine arm over the shoulder of a friend and stood facing the demon. Like that, you know, you lean on your friend's shoulder. It's like, sometimes we hear that when he faces Kuvalya Pita, at other times he'll lift up his dhoti, tie it up a little bit and get ready, you know. But here he's just casual. So Krishna's not conforming to anybody's preconception. Thus provoked, Arishta pawed the ground with one of his hooves, and then, with the clouds hovering around his upraised tail, furiously charged Krishna. Krudha, Krishnam upadrava. This upadravati word was used several times when we read about the, here it means he charged or ran or dravati. Aswatthama story had this word. Kruda, of course, means furious. He means furiously. He furiously charged Krishna, pointing the tips of his horns straight ahead and glaring menacingly at Lord Krishna from the corners of his bloodshot eyes. Arishtasura rushed toward him at full speed like a thunderbolt hurled by Indra. The Supreme Lord Krishna seized Arishtasura by the horns and threw him back 18 steps, just as an elephant might do when fighting another rival elephant. Thus repulsed by the Supreme Lord, the bull demon got up, breathing hard and sweating all over his body, again charged him in a mindless rage. Murchita, it says. The word is murchita, means stupefied. 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 Stupid. As Arista attacked, Lord Krishna seized him by the horns and knocked him to the ground with his foot. The Lord then thrashed him as if he were a wet cloth. Let's see what the word is here. And finally, he yanked out one of his demon's horns and struck him with it until he lay prostrate. It says here, Ardram Ambaram, Nispiddayam Asha Yatardam Ambaram. Nispiddayam. He beat him just like an Ardram, wet Ambaram cloth with his own horn. That's what you get. Vomiting blood and profusely excreting stool and urine, kicking his legs and rolling his eyes around about, Arishtasura thus went painfully to the abode of death. Jagama Krichjan Niratiratakshayam. The demigods honored Lord Krishna by scattering flowers upon him. Having thus killed the bull demon Arishta, he who is a festival for the gopis' eyes, entered the cowherd village with Balaram. Gopinam Nayanotsava. Nayanotsava. Utsava is a festival of the Nayana, of the eyes, Nayanotsava. After Arishtasura had been killed by Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Adbhuta Karmana, Narad Muni went to speak to King Kamsa. That powerful sage of godly vision addressed the king as follows. So as follows means, in this purport is given the verses about, first is a description of Narad Muni as Devadarshana, which is wonderful. But from the Puranas, Vishvanatha Chakravarti has quoted 20 verses describing a joking conversation being Radha Krishna that took place after Krishna had killed the demon, Arista. This conversation, so kindly quoted by the Acharya, describes the origin of Radhakund and Shamakund. So, I mean, the Sanskrit is just something you want to know, at least in some life. I mean, because it's amazing. But we'll give mostly English. The innocent young gopis said, "Ah, Krishna, don't touch us now." Now, Krishna's gone to meet the gopis. This is what they're saying. These innocent gopis, "Don't touch us now, killer of bull. Goro soro yam, ayi Krishna tanap yayam gao." Alas, even though Arishna was a terrible demon, still he was a male cow. So you'll have to undergo atonement, just as Indra did after killing Vritrasura. But how can you purify yourself without going to the trouble of visiting every single holy place in the three worlds? Every single holy place. Should yet bhavams tri bhuvana stita tirti kritstra means trouble. It would be trouble to go to every single holy place. We were reading in that Bhakti Ratnakar that there were 6 billion, or some people say 60 billion holy places just in Mathura Mandala. So it could be a problem, because there's holy places all up and down India, maybe some other places, and what to speak of three worlds. So the gopis are saying this. Krishna replied, "Why shall I have to wander throughout the entire universe? I will at once bring all the countless pilgrimage places here and take my bath in them. Just watch." With this, Lord Mukunda struck his heel on the ground. Snanam valakayata tavadidam Mukunda. Kim pariyatami, he says, "Why should I have to go? Bhuvananya dadaiva sarva. Just watch. Just watch what I do right now," he says. Then he said, "This is the water of the Bhagavati River coming from the Patala region. And now, O holy places, all of you, please come here." When the Supreme Lord had spoken these words, all the holy places went there and appeared before him. Krishna then addressed the gopis as follows. "You see all these holy places?" But the gopis replied, "We don't see them as you describe." Then those best of holy places, joining their palms in supplication, spoke up. "I am the salt ocean. I am the ocean of milk. I am the Amara Dirgika. I am the river Shona. I am the Sindhu. I am the Tamraparni. I am the holy place, Pushkar. I am the river Saraswati. We are Godavari, Yamuna, Reva rivers, and the confluence of at Prayag. Just see our waters." After purifying himself by bathing, Lord Hari became quite arrogant, and he said, "I have produced a pond containing all the various holy places, whereas you gopis must never have executed any religious duties on this earth for the pleasure of Lord Brahma." Then Srimati Radharani addressed her girlfriends as follows. He says, "Atma janushta kuto na dharma. Kuto na dharma, where's your dharma? Yushma Bira, all of you, you have not done anything for Atma Juna, the Lord Brahma. Kopi Kshitav on this earth." So then Radharani is saying to her girlfriend, "I must create an even more beautiful pond. So go to work." The first words in her verse are, "Karyam mayapyati manohara kundam." Manohara means a mind stealing kunda. Karyam, go to work. Karyam, go to work right now. She's telling gopis. She's taking this mood of the, ordering these other gopis. And then it says, "Sri Krishna kunda tata paschima disya mando garta krito vrishabha daitya." It says here, the gopis then saw that Arishta's hooves had dug a shallow ditch just west of Krishna's pond. So they thought that was a good place to start. At that nearby spot, all the gopis began digging up lumps of soft mud with their hands. In this way, a divine pond manifests in the short span of an hour. Krishna was astonished to see the lake they produced. Vilokya sarasam smarate sma Krishna. He said, "Go ahead, lotus-eyed one. You and your companions should fill this pond with water from my pond. But Radharani replied, no, 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 no. I like this line. It says, Radha tada na 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 neti jagari asmat. Na 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 neti. Three little na, and then neti, four actually. Radha then said, na 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 neti. Na 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 neti jagada, she said. Trakundam niram uru go vada pata kaktam. What that means is, no, 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 it's not possible, since the water of your pond is contaminated by your terrible sin of killing a cow. They don't want Krishna's water in their pond. I will have my countless gopi companions bring the pure water of the Manasa Ganga here in billions of pots. In this way, I will fill this lake with my own water and thus make its renown unequaled in the entire world. Krishnang gitain sahasaitya samasta tirtha sakyastadi sarasoldrita divya murti. Lord Krishna then gestured to a heavenly personality. Inga, ingita means a gesture or an indication. So there's this great saintly personality, heavenly personality rather, who was an intimate associate of all the holy places. Samasta tirtha, all the holy places. Saha. A sakyas, he was a friend, or tadiya sarasoldrita. Suddenly that person rose up out of Krishna's pond, the Shamakun, and bowed down to the daughter of Vrishabhanu Radharani. Then with palms joined, tears pouring from his eyes, he began praying to her in devotion. Devi tadiya mahimana vayuti sarva shashtarta vinnachavidhir naharo nalakshmi. O goddess, even Lord Brahma himself, the knower of all scriptures, cannot understand your glories, nor can Shiva or Lakshmi. Only Krishna, the supreme goal of all human endeavor, can understand them. And thus he feels obliged to personally make sure that you can wash away your perspiration when you're fatigued. Prasveda marjana para svayameva Krishna. Prasveda marjana. Prasveda is the perspiration. Marjana means to clean it away, wash it, take it away. Paras vayam eva Krishna. He is always anointing your lotus feet with nectarian charu and yavak and decorating them with ankle bells. And he rejoices and feels most fortunate simply by satisfying the tips of the toes of your lotus feet. On his order, we have immediately come here to live in this most excellent pond, which he created by one stroke of his heel. But only if you now feel satisfied with us and bestow upon us your merciful glance will the tree of our desire bear fruit. Shrutva stutim nikalatirta ganasya tushta. Hearing this prayer spoken by the representative of the full assembly of holy places, Shivadha was pleased and said, so kindly tell me your desire. Then they told her plainly, our lives would be successful if we could come to your palm. That is the benediction we desire. So this is, then there's more verses, but this Radhakund is in the Upadeshamrita, the last three verses, specifically about Radhakund, Radharani and Radhakund. Vaikuntha janitovara madhupari tatrapi rasotsava. How Madhupuri, Mathura Mandala, is higher than Vaikuntha. And within Mathura, the forest of Vrindavan is more important. There's a gradation Rupa Goswami is giving there. And Premamita Plavana Gova Tatrapi Govardhana. And above even that is the Govardhana. It was Urupuri, lifted by the hand of Krishna. And at the foot of Radhakund, at the foot of the Govardhan is Radhakund. Therefore, Happy Gokulapate, that place, Radhakund is the highest. And Rupa Goswami also even works up Karmi Bhya Parito Hare, I think that's the 10th verse. Karmi Bhya Parito Hare, amongst many fruitive workers, some of them are not even fruitive workers. He's giving the nutshell philosophy. in that verse that in this world, you can read in more detail in other places that there's living, Lord Chaitanya tells in the Chaitanya-rabhita that there's moving and non-moving entities, and amongst it, like that moving, you get up to the human, so-called, some of them are, most of them are not even human. They're vikarmi. They don't even follow the karma. They're not even karmis. But amongst the karmis, karmi vyaparito hare pritaya, jnani, there may be one jnani. Jnani vya, amongst many jnanis, one might be liberated. Mukti, by his jnani, he may become liberated. And out of those, some few manushinam sahasresu, someone may become a devotee. And amongst all those devotees, the gopis, are the most elevated. So in that one verse, Rupa Goswami is summarizing the importance of that Radharani, and Radharani's kunda, tasha kundam priya. It is dear to Krishna as much as Radharani. And we see why by reading, hearing this. I didn't even, there's still half left of that story, but. So Radha kunda is so important, but at the same time, Radha kunda tate kalinda tanayatare, the six Goswamis, they were sometimes by the Radha kunda, especially Raghunath Das Goswami. He stayed for a long time by Radha Kund and developed Radha Kund. First Rupa and Sanatana, and then Raghunath Das. So Radha, but the qualification of living there is stressed by our acharyas that Raghunath Das, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananati Bi Kalavasani Kito, Nidra Harada Harikari Vijito Chapnanta Dinachaya. The six Goswamis had these very, very elevated qualifications. Not that one stays in Radha Kund. There was one devotee, he was a Sanskritist, and he was staying in Radha Kund. So at the time in Los Angeles, there was one group, they were called, nicknamed the Gopi Baba Club, but they were just trying to concentrate on Gopi Baba. And Prabhupada discouraged it. He said that that's not right. You should read through the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam, not just Gopi. We don't just encourage. So they were chastised. But before they were chastised, this one devotee, who was a Sanskritist, had been living in Radha Kund. He was brought before. He was called in by Prabhupada. Prabhupada knew he was staying in Radha Kund. And he chastised him even before them, and he protested. He protested that, but Prabhupada, I wasn't in this Gopi Baba group. No, but you were living in Radha Kund. So he was chastised. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would go to Radha Kund, he would, most of the time, he would read from the Siddhanta, from the Upanishads, like that. And he was criticized. He was famous, so many of the Babas wanted to hear from him in the beginning, but then they got... They wanted to only hear the Radha Krishna Lila, but Siddhanta Saraswati said that you cannot bathe in Radha Kund with your bones, material bones. Because even it says in the purport, and even Narad Muni, what the ordinary person, Narad Muni doesn't get a chance to bathe. So I used to think, Narad Muni doesn't get a chance. Narad Muni, Paryami Eskandita Vrata, Antarbahishta Lokam. So he can go in the spiritual world and then again out to the material anytime. He can go anywhere. He's not restricted. He has full, he can go anywhere anytime he wants. But he doesn't get a chance to bathe. So even though we can bathe, still Prabhupada said we should bathe as much as possible. But in an encouraged staying, some devotees were staying, he would say, but they, and they would quote the Upadeshamrita. Krishnasya chai pranaya vasi vasati prayasi gopi radha kundam chasya muni bir. All the munis have said that Radha Kund, we just read it in the Puranas. Still, Prabhupada said, but they have not realized the first verses of some of the leaders were complaining to Prabhupada in 76 or so, Gopal Krishna, I remember. That the devotees come to Vrindavan and then they just go to Radha Kund, but they don't do seva at the temple. What should we do? He said, but, Prabhupada said, but they have not realized the first verse, Vaso Begum, Manasa Krodha Begum. There's a progression there. Shat Krishna, Charitadi, when Kintvadaradana, of course, this is the essence, Upadeshamrita, of all advice that one should hear about the form, root. But if one, the name, form of Krishna, the activity. So that can be done, of course. But Prabhupada said, ours is a mission. We don't want everyone retiring. They're not qualified to stay there. Bhakti Santa Saraswati, he told Prabhupada a very important instruction in 1935 in Radhakund. Agun Valbe, there'll be fire in the moth. They're already fighting. Imagine, he told Prabhupada, just a householder. They used to describe the householders as brushed or rotten householders. The sannyasis would look down on householders and go to Yamat. But Prabhupada was given very important instruction, intimate, confidential. Print books, he said. They're already competing for rooms. If I had it to do again, I would take the marble out of there and sell it just to get money and just print books. Prabhupada took that to heart more than anybody, much more. Bharat-bhumi-te hoila manusha janma jar janma chaitanya mahaprabhu. He said, those born in Bharat-bhumi, in India especially, then they have sarva-jan, tara-sarva-jan, save nacha-gao-bhakta-sanghe. Go out chanting. Lord Chaitanya said that also. Save. This is the mood. Go out and save everyone. Prahlad Maharaj's mood. Those who are vimukha chetasa, turn their face away from Krishna. So this was Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's mood. He said, it's not that restricted that only sahajiyas and even Bhaktivinoda said that so many apasampradayas take their place in Radhakund also. But it's not only they can chant the Astakaliya or rather meditate on Krishna. No, we have that, but not for beginners. He said, after 20 years of your chanting, you know, then maybe you can take up thinking about these things. So he didn't want everyone retiring to Radhakund, no, especially not qualified. Raghunath Das showed the example. He was Sankhya Purvaka Namaka, all the six Goswamis, counting carefully at least 64 rounds. And Raghunath Das was famous, so humble that he was circumambulating, sometimes Govardhan, sometimes Radhakund, bowing down. Prabhupada described it in detail. We see so many people doing, put a stone there or draw a line, and then again, Dandabhat, again, he said, it is good exercise also, Prabhupada. Some people are doing that for years. They're in one spot. They do like 1,000 in one spot. There's so many amazing devotees there. So it's not that restricted to ISKCON or something. But still, one has to... Bhaktisiddhanta said, no, I am too fallen to stay at Radhakund. I will stay at Govardhan where I can... maybe I'll go to Radhakund and serve my gurus. But I cannot stay in Radhakund. Even he wanted a special room set aside above his room in Mayapur, that were so the gurus would be over his head, always taking this. He's a very strong preacher, at the same time very humble, inconceivable, lion, vajrapikato rani, like a thunderbolt, and simultaneously like soft as a rose. Oh. Therefore, he said, those who criticized him, in fact, anyway, there are so many pastimes like that, you can read about it. So, if there's any conversation, any question?
YouTube channel.
Nope. I can't hear you.
There's no question on the YouTube.
There's what?
There's no questions on the YouTube channel.
Okay, no questions. All right, Jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Yeah, I went.
What is this?
What happened? I'll tell you the backstory, though. Uh-huh. First problem when he gave you the initiation, he said your name is Pushkar. So that is a sacred life. We have no idea of anything in 1971, Brooklyn, right? So that is a holy lake in India. You must bring people there. It's like, okay, you know, bring people where? You know, like, I'm going to bring people.